Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
And if you want something for your listeners to watch, there's a video that accompanies it. That video is really creepy. In my article, I put up a video series and I mentioned a story. There were two stories warning about this. The video is actually an anime film. It was created by the Wachowski brothers, the guys who made Brought You the Matrix. And
you mean the two transgender wackos?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Those two.
We're not brothers anymore. They're sisters now, aren't they?
Brothers, sisters.
Sisters, brothers.
Zir, Zong. I mean, I don't know what they are. Things.
Sister, brother, brother, sister. So, now, what did they do?
Well, they created, as part of their series, a film called the Second Renaissance.
Okay.
It's a short anime film, about 20 minutes long. I do not watch anime, I will tell you, but this is worth watching because it's supposed to be about a vision into a future where robots take over. And it essentially it shows robots basically wiping out the human race, torturing people to death, and then hooking them up to machines for fun to keep them alive in perpetuity for themselves. And obviously, this fits into much more than just, per se, robots. This is actually about eugenics and about the future of how different countries are going to view themselves in relation to fellow man and how they will use robots, as we believe at Chibet.com, to accomplish this end. You know, we're saying the First World War brought the machine gun. The Second World War brought the atom bomb. The Third World War, which we know is coming because of all the proliferation of sin in the world, that is going to bring the cyborg. And that's going to be really creepy.
And the cyborg, of course, will be, you know that Terminator 6 is being made, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I saw a story yesterday where Arnold Schwarzenegger says, this is the relaunch of the franchise. It's going to make people fall in love with the Terminator story again. The Terminator story came out in 1984, the first iteration.
If you want to fall in love with it, just go back and watch the original
one. Right, I have it. I have it on DVD. The first story was in 1984. And you know, it was a box office disaster. No one went to the movie. When it came out on videotape, though, that's when people like me found it. I went like, holy crap. This is pretty cool. You know, I played a soundbite from the film all the time.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
That's pretty much what you're describing, Mitter Bizot, of these humanoids that these maniacs are creating.
Well, you think about it. What is a robot? It's just a machine. It's programmed to perform a certain function, and it does it very efficiently because a robot can, since it's a machine, it can act with detailed precision. So now there's a whole bunch of questions with robots that obviously come up that people have raised, but the basic idea is this. We can tell you for a fact, we've done the research at Shubat.com, you can read our articles. We do a lot of what we call quickies, which are short stories detailing instances of persecution, but we do a lot of very in-depth research pieces. And we have actually tied a lot of this robotics development to major institutes, such as the Max Planck Institute of Germany, to major Darwinian scientists, such as Svante Paabo, who is the head of the institute, major billionaire funders. And essentially what they're doing is this. Do you remember, Mike, that entire horror with the aborted babies that took place? What's his name? The Center for Medical Progress. You know, all those videos where it showed scientists.
Yeah, David DeLaden.
They're like, ha, I sucked his brain out.
David DeLaden,
thank you. The reason, as we began our research, we understood the reason why David DeLaden's research was so important. And it wasn't just for people getting their sick jollies off of murdering babies. Think of these babies as crude oil in the Middle East. Crude oil, you don't just get gas and oil from it. You get heavy oil, motor oil, kerosene,
sure,
propane, butane, and all kinds of products that you can use not just as fuel, but essentially to build modern life. Modern plastics, for instance. These aborted babies are the same way. And much of the, a lot of the research into the cyborgs, into creating self-sustaining, self-regenerating organic, what do you call it, organic life forms that would be used on a cyborg are actually being done with aborted babies. This is in the United States,
oh, it makes
Europe,
sense.
Africa,
sure,
everywhere.
Sure, it makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and that was one of the major scandals, is this wasn't just about some guy making Planned Parenthood mad. This is actually about his research blew a hole and gave an insight into this entire world of what was going on, to this very advanced government and military research.